and the next door neighbors, sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time once again for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Coming at you over what sort of fancy pants technological gizmo you might be listening to us on this week. Glad you managed to find your way back. You ran into us for the very first time and you're like, what the heck is going on? Every week, this time, this place, about an hour worth of great polka music coming to you off genuine phonograph records. None of that digital stuff, man. These are coming right out of the vinyl grooves. So, yeah, I don't know what's in the stack. I'm trying to not pick. When I get records, I just go up to the record rack and I go boom, 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 and grab them in random places. Because I think I might tend to pick favorites. I try to not pick something that I can remember the last time I played it. But this is more spontaneous. And I find records that I'm like, ooh, I haven't heard that for a long time. So that's the way we're doing it. High-tech musical rotation system here. Let's get things rolling with a little Wally record. Little Wally and the Harmony Boys. It's the Bartender's Song. See, now we have one of those very tough broadcasting issues here to deal with, you see. Because they taught me 50 years ago in radio school that when you screw up, you just press on and nobody notices. But if you talk about it, then everybody knows you made a boo-boo, see. Clearly, Lil Wally has not become Tennessee Ernie Ford. Clearly, the disc jockey, whoever that might be, had the record on the wrong speed. How long has it been since I played a record on the wrong speed? A long darn time. In fact, it may not even have happened on this show before. I mean, in my life on the radio, I've done it. But I don't remember ever doing it here. I don't know. I don't remember. But pretend that that didn't happen. And let me put the record back in the groove here. And we'll shift her up to 45 from 33. I think that'll make things go a little bit better here. Now if I can get the needle in the groove, we'll give this a try again. Ah, see? That's much better. His voice went up like an octave already.
Mr. Bartender, give me a drink. Mr. Bartender, I want to think. Mr. Bartender, you have one too. Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, when I get up, I go to my car, she no start up. Mr. Bartender, I look to see someone he took it, my battery. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away, tomorrow's another day. Mr. Bartender, I go to work. My boss, he fire me, the door a jerk. Because I was late, what can I do? Fill up my glass, I feel so blue. Mr. Bartender, I seen my pal. Mr. Bartender, he stole my gal. Mr. Bartender, what should I do? Mr. Bartender, I feel so blue. Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day. Drink your troubles away. Tomorrow's another day.
There you go, the Bartender's Song on the right speed. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys getting us off to a rocky start on this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. Oh, man. All right. Well, it's only going to get better from here, right? I blame it on the smoke. That's what I'm blaming it on. I don't have a clear head because there's no air. You know, we're up in northern Minnesota, maybe a couple of hours. Yeah, a couple of hours, I suppose, from the Canadian border. And there are forest fires. Raging up there, up in Manitoba and Ontario, I believe. And the wind is such that it's blowing all that right down here into northeastern Minnesota. And we are under a orange warning, meaning older people, small children, and anyone with any kind of compromised anything should not be outside breathing the air this morning. Up by International Falls, where my daughter lives, they're under a red warning. You shouldn't even breathe. Which is a challenge. They just want you to stay inside and not do anything strenuous and breathe in a lot of this. There's particles and crud in the air from all this smoke. And yeah, it was not like that when I got up to go to the radio station at 3 o'clock this morning. But when I came out, I'm like, where's my car? Who's got the campfire? Where's the marshmallows? And yeah, so that's what's happening here in northeastern Minnesota anywhere. I hope things are going okay where you're at. I know there's a lot of stuff going down all over the country, but darn it, we're going to make it better with a completely ridiculous record from Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, a record that when it came out was not considered acceptable for play on the radio. And there are no naughty words in it, but it's one of those records that kind of leads you into the naughty words, but then they're not there. If you remember the old Benny Bell record called Shaving Cream, I'm trying to remember a verse. So give you an example, he's saying, when I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. And this Eddie Blazonczyk record kind of goes the same way. It's the hometown polka.
Polish girl, I loved her all to bits. Her hair was brown, her eyes were blue, and she had great big, if you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you. Then I met this Irish girl, I think her name was Sue. Every time we were alone, she'd always want to, if you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you. Once I knew a German girl who really loved to bowl. Every time I took her out, I'd end up in the, if you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you. I've had girls that love me so, memories from the past. The one that I remember best had dimples on her, if you don't believe it, and you don't think it's true, you come down to my hometown, I'll prove it all to you.
All right, see, not one naughty word in the whole darn thing. And if you thought there was going to be a naughty word, that's your own fault for thinking naughty. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck is everything going for you so far this week? Yikes, huh? Deutschmeister's coming up right after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum. You knew I was going to do it because I do it in every show right about this spot. I should move it around, be a little more unpredictable. Surprise you. Will I remember next week? Probably not. Anyway, World of Accordions Museum. Have you checked them out? Have you been to their website? Have you taken a look? 1,400 accordions all in one place? I mean, I didn't even know that was legal. I mean, holy moly, man. And, of course, they got the concert hall and the accordion technician repair school. And what else they got going over there? Activities and educational materials. Great place to research the instruments, the music, the people. It's a great place to check out. You can look at them online. There's no charge for that. You don't even have to park or anything. Worldofaccordions.org is where they are online. And if you get a chance to visit, they're in Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out. It'll blow your mind, as the youngins say. Well, they don't say that anymore. I think they said that in 1969. I don't know what they say anymore. But anyway, check it out. Worldofaccordions.org, all right? Here are the Deutschmeisters and everybody schottisch. There, I love the little shave and a haircut two bits ending on the record there. That's the dun 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 dun. Do you know that? If you sing it, it's shave and a haircut two bits. At least that's the way I was taught it 1,000,000 years ago. That's the Deutschmeisters here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another round. What's going on here? Oh, it's Johnny Hisney. Is that how you say it? Hisney. I can't remember now. And the Merry Music Makers. That's how long it's been I played one of these. It's the You're My Honey Polka. And there you go, Johnny Hisney and the Merry Music Makers. Ah, bonus points for alliteration this week. You're My Honey Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Keep in mind, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, want to call me up and tell me my car warranty is about to expire, whatever, there are several ways you get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. You can call and leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. Sometimes I get the numbers confused. I have to look at the paper. 218-259-2985. Voice message or text to that number. You can email oompahour@aol.com. And you can also look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways. If you have anything you'd like to tell us or you want to send money. No, I don't think that works. I have no idea. Let's do the Three Musketeers Polka. I believe this is an instrumental, if memory serves, which means we really have no way of telling if they're talking about the candy bar or the actual Three Musketeers. What were their names anyway? Like Bingo, Bango, Bongo and Irving. No, that was the mosquitoes on Gilligan's Island. That's a whole different thing. Forget I said that. Here's Ted Bonk and the Polka Tops. There you have it there, Ted Bonk and the Polka Tops. There's no way to know if he's singing about Three Musketeers, you know, like with their swords and their fluffy outfits, or if he's singing about candy bars, which are kind of fluffy inside too. So I have no idea. Now we're gonna play one of these records. These don't come around very often here in the music stacks. I just have a very few of these. But seeing as how I'm in northeastern Minnesota, that means I'm in Serbian country, and there's a lot of great Serbian music. And I don't have a lot of records. I think it's because everybody's hoarding them. I mean, Tamaritsan music and Croatian and Serbian are big music up here, just like, you know, Polish polkas are big in, you know, you go to Pennsylvania, you go to Chicago, or you go down to New Ulm, Minnesota, and it's German polkas. You know, it's very polka music and old time music is an amazing thing because it's very regional. And people who are more familiar with all the different specific styles can tell you more. They can hear like 10 seconds of a record go, oh, Chicago style. Oh, Pennsylvania. In fact, Eastern Pennsylvania. Because they can tell you. And, oh, that's obviously Germany. And tell a Whoopi John record from a Six Fat Dutchman record. Well, I think I can do that. Almost all the time. No, all the time. I hear either one and I can tell you which one it's going to be. But it's like that all over. Texas has their own unique sound. Wherever you go. And anyway, so I don't get many of the Serbian, Croatian records in here. And part of the reason is I don't have a lot. Another part of the reason is I can't pronounce any of them because I don't think any of them have English titles on them. And this is Orosive. That can't possibly be right. That can't possibly be right. I'm going to spell it to you just in case, okay? It's O-R-O, it's first word, then S-E, then V-I-J-E. No idea. Johnny Krasanik and his Marjan Recording Artists. And Marjan is a record company. But this is on the Page record label. So I don't understand any of it. But for those of you that know what I just said, this one's for you. Oh, see, I count a record as being good as long as you can dance to it, man. Johnny Krasanik, I think that's it, and his Marjan Recording Artists. And it says right on here, it is Serb and Croatian. So for those of us that don't know what I'm talking about, neither do I. Now we got another record. Got kind of a twist involved here because it's Dick Perotsky and his Harmony Boys. Not to be confused with Lil Wally's Harmony Boys, I assume. Maybe they're making the rounds back then. I don't think so. And featuring Art Souter on the vocals, The Girl from My Hometown Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it there. That is the Girl from My Hometown Polka. That's an old crunchy 45 there, let me tell you. That is Dick Borotsky and his Harmony Boys. Art Souter is doing the singing. It's on the Gizella record label, Gizella, out of Bethlehem, PA. So there you go. That's an oldie but a goodie, by golly, and one of the few records where they're intelligent enough to put the time on it so a disc jockey who's doing a show and looks at the clock and says, I got 4 minutes to go, what song is going to fit, can actually tell how long the song is. Anyway, you're listening to another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this actually happens every week. I would not kid you about that. Here's Ray Mitas. That's M-I-T-U-S, not to be confused with M-I-T-A-S, which is an entirely different group. Here's the Just Let It Be Polka.
Sorry now, baby, who's sad and blue? Whose heart is aching for not being true? You said you'd love me until eternity. Now that you've gone, dear, just let it be. Once we were sweethearts, we'd walk hand in hand, singing and dancing to all the polka bands. I had a reindeer, yours it was to be. Now that you're gone, dear, just let it be. You have come back, baby, and you want to stay. You had your good times, now you have to pay. I love another who will be my wife. We'll live together the rest of our lives. Who's sorry now, baby, who's sad and blue? Whose heart is aching for not being true? You said you'd love me until eternity. Now that you're gone, dear, just let it be.
There you go. Just Let It Be polka. Ray Mitas and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. The time is coming, gang. Get ready. It's time to waltz. You know, in every show, we always try to include at least one waltz. Sometimes I even do a couple of them. Depends what I got in the old record pile for the day. But I decided it's waltz time. Are you ready? I'm giving you time to, you know, convince your partner that they got to get up and dance. And, you know, scooch the coffee table out of the way or whatever the situation calls for. Got a nice 45 here from the Eddie Skeets Orchestra. That's a great name. I don't know why I like that name so much. Eddie Skeets. That's like a good name for somebody in showbiz. It'd be a good name for a disc jockey. Eddie Skeets. I love that name. Are you ready to dance? Here we go. It's the Swiss Echo Waltz.
Swiss miss who longed to kiss would climb a mountain and say, Odiole, 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 Edie. The echoes ring, her heart would sing, for it would bring her great bliss when he would answer her in echoes just like this. And then at night, when stars were bright, he'd hold her tight and they'd kiss, and he would tell her that he loved his sweet, sweet
Dancers, pressure's off. You can relax now. Eddie Skeets Orchestra there. And that is the Swiss Echo Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And I just saw an advertisement here for a ceramic coating your car. Does anybody do that? That's a big deal people always talk about. If you're following the story, I had to replace my trusty 2010 Ford Escape here. Back in February, has it been that long already? When I was rolling out of town on the highway at 4 a.m. and ran into a huge buck deer that totaled it right there. It's like, wham, that was it. And I knew I had to replace it. And I'd been thinking about these new Bronco Sports that were coming out. And I'd already been thinking, well, that's probably what I'll replace this Escape with, because the new Escapes are a little too aerodynamic and a little too girly for me. So that's what I was kind of thinking. Well, then I crashed and the other car got wrecked and I had some insurance cash. And I thought, all right, fine. I'm going to go for the Bronco Sport. Well, naturally, when you do things like that nowadays, what does everybody do? Well, maybe not everybody. There's probably some of you that don't, because you're smart, is you join a group on Facebook about that car or about whatever. You join a poll. I'm sure there's a polka group on Facebook. If you take a look. Anyway, so I joined a group for people that are buying these vehicles. And there's always a discussion about whether or not they should ceramic coat the paint. Should I get ceramic coating? And apparently that's kind of expensive. I mean, you know, compared to just buying a can of wax and doing it yourself a couple times a year. But I don't want to say anything for or against it. I've never done it, so I don't know how fabulous it is. I know that in the group, out of hundreds of people posting, it usually turns out that all the people that say it's fabulous are people who sell ceramic coating as opposed to just regular people. I don't know. But it's not something I'm going to do because A, I'm cheap, and B, I'm cheap. So, yeah. But when I hear ceramic coating, I flash back to like ceramics. You know, like where you paint a pot or a mug or a flower vase or something, and then you glaze it and you put it in a kiln. I mean, do they put this stuff on your car and then put it in a big heated thing to bake it on there? I have no idea. But when someone says, I'm thinking about getting my car ceramic coated, I think of them putting this clear stuff on it or whatever, and then then rolling it into a big kiln. I'm sure that's not what they do. But anyway, I have the Frankie Kramer Orchestra up next with the Pork and Chops Polka. And it says on it that it's featuring old-time accordions. Is that a group that's like playing with the Frankie Kramer Orchestra? Because I don't think I've seen this on any other record featuring old-time accordions. And it could be a group of people who play old-time accordions. Is an old-time accordion substantially different than a brand-new accordion? Or is it the way they play? I mean, I don't... These are questions I have. But let me share something amusing. It's the Pork and Chops Polka. And my grandson, who I talk about on the show right along, by the way, who's going to be turning 5 this week. He's just turning 5 now. It seems like he was just born. Freaks me out. And he's like my best buddy. But his other grandpa, 99% of the people are his good friend, don't know his real name because he goes by Pork Chop. And he's gone by Pork Chop since he was like a kid, I think. So when I pull out the Pork and Chops Polka, I always think of the other grandpa. And he's a super cool grandpa. And calling him Pork Chop is a super cool name. My grandson calls him Grandpa Pork Chop. It's just, it's cool. And I don't have a cool nickname. I don't know. I feel kind of left out now. Anyway, here's Frankie Kramer and the orchestra, along with the old-time accordions and the Pork and Chops Polka. Yeah, now I'm no expert, but it sounded like a whole bunch of old-time accordions to me. It's Frankie Kramer's orchestra there, and featuring old-time accordions. Says so right on the record, so I'm not going to argue with it, all right? We are in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. This kind of thing happens every week. Glad you're along with us for another week. Let's do an old 45 from Fez Fritchie, shall we? I love these old Soma 45s out of Minneapolis. I grew up in Minneapolis, and my dad had a little drugstore in northeast Minneapolis. And Soma records were all over the place. They were a major part of my world the whole time I was a kid. Of course, I was usually listening to the rock and roll records. And they had like, you know, like the Trashmen were on Garrett, which was a division of Soma. It was just another name that they had on their label. And there were a couple of others. But man, I saw the Soma record label records all the time. Now here's Fez Fritchie and the Old Village Barn. There you go. Whoa, there you go. There's that great old Fez Fritchie record. Has that worn-in sound, you know what I mean? Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, great. Just great. I just got a warning or an update or whatever from the National Weather Service. No, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency just came blinking on the computer here. They have expanded the air quality emergency thing for around here, basically from fires up in Canada. The smoke's all being blown right down here through northeastern Minnesota, and additional smoke is expected. What now? Tonight, following complex thunderstorms. Oh, great! Maybe the thunderstorms will clean up some of this smoke. I don't know. That's what I get for looking at the computer. All right, I got Russ Morgan in the orchestra doing the Cornflower Polka. Naturally, it's a major label deal, and it's a big orchestra, so it sounds bigger and fuller than a lot of these records, although a lot of these records sound fabulous. But every time I hear one of these, because now this one goes back to the 50s, I always envision that it's music being played like in a big musical, you know, like how I like the Oklahoma or the Music Man or Carousel. I saw those big dance numbers. And when I hear these Russ Morgan Orchestra polka records, it makes me think I can just see widescreen Technicolor and people dancing in all sorts of fabulous, colorful outfits, right? Russ Morgan and the orchestra, it's the Cornflower Polka.
I'm in love with the cornflower. My future's looking fine. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine. When we dance, her skirts really swirl. My head's in a whirl. Oh boy, what a girl. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine.
They played a tune they called the tulip. You sang a song about a rose. You did a dance, you called me tulip. With lovely music, goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called fleur-de-lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka? I've got my cornflower with me. Song about a rose. You did a dance, you called me tulip. With lovely music, goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called fleur-de-lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka?
See, didn't you just see like a great big Technicolor musical with people twirling and colorful? And this, I don't know, that's what I see. Russ Morgan and the orchestra here on Tin Zupa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Where is the time going? Holy moly, man. We're going to sneak in a couple more records here, including coming up here in just a little bit. One, I have no idea how to pronounce it. So that's going to be fun. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see what we got going on here. Claire Witkowski and the orchestra is what I have on the turntable here, and it's the Wee Wei Tai Stolat. And I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. WIWA-TY SPACE STO-LAT. To me, that's Wee Wei Tai Stolat. And I have no idea if I just said something important in Polish or not. But it's still a fun record to listen and dance to.
Yeah.
Well, that went by quick, and I have no idea what they were singing about, but I liked it. And I feel like I'm missing out by not knowing what they're saying, because it sounded fun. Claire Witkowski in the orchestra there, and I'm not going to try to mispronounce that one again for you, because I think what's was enough. But anyway, a dandy record. What are we doing time-wise here? Holy cow, we're almost out of time already. Let's go out with Oompa Town's Finest. Because that's what it says on the record. That's the name of the band. Oompa Town's Finest. This one featuring Floyd Schlottman. And I had to remember that because the record's on the turntable. Floyd Schlottman. I'm sure that's right. 99%. Anyway, this is Tempo of Dakota. There you go. That is Oompa Town's Finest, by golly. Tempo of Dakota here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and you know what? That brings another show to a close already. My, my. It seems like this goes by so terribly fast every now and then, doesn't it? How can we possibly be done with this? Yikes. But, you know, it's not that bad, because I'll be back next week, and I'll have another stack of records in my hand, and we'll have another go at it, all right? So, hey, thanks for being here this week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.